Well, at the top of the news this Sunday evening, the apostolic visit of Pope Benedict XVI to his native Bavaria continues in a festive spirit. Chris Altieri is with the Pope there on the scene in Bavaria. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Catherine.
Well, Chris, maybe you can give us a bit of insight as to what's happening just now.
Well, right now, Catherine, Pope Benedict XVI is celebrating the solemn second Vespers of Sunday in the Frauenkirche. That's Munich's Cathedral Church of Our Lady. Participating in a special way in this evening's prayer are young families, religion teachers, and children who have recently made their first communion.
But Chris, have there been any particular surprises perhaps today?
Well, as a matter of fact, Catherine, Pope Benedict surprised everyone when, after Mass, arriving at the gate of the Archbishop's residence, he stopped to chat and even take pictures with the well-wishers gathered outside, especially with a Bavarian musical band. The members of the band were young people, and they were all dressed in the typical clothes of the region. The spirit of joy and festivity has really penetrated everyone here, Catherine, and none more deeply than the Holy Father himself, who said right from the beginning of his visit on the plane, even before landing, that his heart is beating to Bavarian rhythms.
Well, thank you so much for that, Chris, and we'll join you later on. Chris, of course, was on the scene in Munich earlier today, too, when Pope Benedict XVI celebrated an open-air Mass in Munich today.
The Bavarian sky on Sunday morning was characteristically bright. More than 250,000 pilgrims began descending on the fairgrounds of the city of Munich before sunrise and even during the night, for there, this morning, Pope Benedict XVI solemnly celebrated Sunday Mass. To assure themselves a place close to the sanctuary, thousands of intrepid pilgrims, including whole families, left for the fairgrounds straight from Munich's central square, right after praying with Pope Benedict at the Mariensäule, the pillar of St. Mary that stands in the center of the square. This little girl was with her parents and shared with me her impressions of the greeting ceremony.
My first name is Felicitas, and I'm 8.5 years old. It was very exciting, and I liked it.
What was your favorite part?
When he waved at us.
Many young people shared their excitement at celebrating Mass with Pope Benedict, including Alice Kahn from Cologne, where last year the Holy Father celebrated World Youth Day with over 1 million young people.
The most powerful moment was when we saw the Pope, of course, and when he came by the street. Well, we greeted him and we shouted loud, and he looked at us, and that was very powerful. This is our example, and we should imitate him.
After a night of expectation, followed by an early morning of prayer and reflection, accompanied by the music of several choirs, Pope Benedict arrived and blessed the faithful, and Mass began.
Der Herr sei mit euch.
In his homily, Pope Benedict spoke of the importance of letting our love of God take first place in our public and private lives. It is God, said Pope Benedict, who gives us liberty and equality.
Die mein Leben geprägt.
The Holy Father spoke of the experience of bishops in Africa who, he said, had asked him to convey their gratitude for the material generosity of German Catholics. Still, said Pope Benedict, the experience of the African bishops is that evangelization itself should be foremost, and that hearts must be converted if progress is to be made on social issues and reconciliation begin. The world needs God, said Pope Benedict, the God who is revealed in the one who died on the cross, in Jesus, the Son of God made flesh.
Gott als Zentrum der Wirklichkeit und als Zentrum unseres eigenen Lebens zu sehen.
Following the Mass, Pope Benedict prayed the Angelus with the faithful. In remarks before the traditional prayer to Mary, patroness of Bavaria, Pope Benedict looked forward to tomorrow's visit to the Marian shrine in the Bavarian village of Altötting.
Den Segen der Patrona Bavaria für Stadt und Land erfleht habe.
Pope Benedict XVI will be visiting his native Bavaria until this Thursday, September 14th. From Munich, I'm Chris Altieri.
hear more from Chris Altieri as he covers the Pope's trip to his homeland from the scene there in Germany over the next few days.